no doubt. Now, I just want to point out that this year is different than all the other shiurim that is. The other shiurim had to do with Yonah Ruach Nefesh. So whatever I said, I meant not just on a theoretical level, but remisi. And even when I said in discussing, let's say, Sakon Sefer, so I mentioned that I think that Sakon Sefer you can do in Ruach HaDeraisa, even though the Psak of the Mechaber in the Shabbos is the contrary, but the Shach in Yerodea Simen, Simen Kuf, in Zion, so he says, the Yeshli stoppage in Sakon Sefer, is your Baryave or not? Vinirel Ayn, the Hilchashabe, the Chaim Hilchashabe, Simen Shim Chofres, Vinirel Hoke. So it's not such a double poshut that Sakon Sefer is not the Yechen Lachad Raisi. True, the Psak of the Mechaber in Hilchashabe is like that. But it's a Machlekes Rishenim, the Mordechai in Shabbos mentions many from the Talmud, the Ravio, and the Miri, and Teisves, that Sakon Sefer has the same din as Pugach Nefesh, the Mechaba Pasuk, it's like the other Rishayim. And then I mentioned that Rabbi that Yosef in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim mentions in the name of Rabbi Yeruchem that when it's a Shaila of Pugach Nefesh, so we don't pass in a Chumre like Rav Poskim, because in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim Acharon. So whatever I said in the previous shiurim, so involved in Yonah Pugach Nefesh and I meant Lemaisa. This year is an autopsy. Autopsy is not a Yonah of Pugach Nefesh. Sometimes it is, but many times it doesn't involve a Yonah of Pugach Nefesh. So whatever I say now should not be considered as a psak. Should not be considered as a psak. What I said in the previous shiurim when it's a question of Pugach Nefesh, so in regard to Pugach Nefesh, there is Al-Wach HaDi-Yerushalmi says, HaNishal HaRizel Nigune, VaHashel HaRizel Shidrodonim. So, HaNishal HaRizel Nigune, because if a certain Rav is Esti Shal in Pugach Nefesh, when such an occasion arises, so is Nigune. That means that he didn't publicize it before. Yes. So, in Yonah of Pugach Nefesh, so one is not bound by the Al-Wach of Chochem Shosar and Chazir HaShel HaTir. I mentioned the story of Rasul Salanta when he passed contrary to Rav Shlomo Lakeyan on Yom Kippur when there was a panic of the cholera, malaria. So Rav Shlomo Lakeyan passed that everybody should stay home and be able to fast. And he told all the people in the shul, contrary to the psak of Rav Shlomo Lakeyan, that they should eat because of the possibility of that somebody will has fisholem be mistaken and will die. So he did not, he wasn't chayshish for chocham shosar and chadir ashrei l'atir. So he, even though he was a relatively young man, so he passed contrary to the psak of a flimah achayim building. So whatever I said in connection with Pugach Nefesh, let's say Sakon Sefer, even though it was contrary to the psak of most poskim today, so I meant remaisi. But whatever I say today, even if I mention certain kules, I'm not saying it lemaise for two reasons. First of all, there are many poskim today who are machmir in autopsies. And I don't want to be making when they are poskim who are machmir. I myself, I have many shailas in the Galtan autopsy, so I was only matir when there was a shaila Pugach Nefesh. Sometimes, when there is a murder committed, and then the shaila is whether it can perform an autopsy, and that will be conducive to the apprehension of the assassin. So then I passed him, they definitely should make an autopsy. Definitely should make an autopsy, because it's a mere Pugach Nefesh. But in other situations where there's no Pugach Nefesh, even when I felt that there is a basis to be made here, but I didn't want to pass for two reasons. First of all, because Chochem Shosar Chadir Asher Lahatir, and I know there are many Rabbonim or Yeroye who are Machmir. And secondly, I remember my father Zechen Broche in the autopsies was a Machmir. And because of that, I don't, even if I mention it fully, I don't want to be quoted Lemaise. It's only me prepared all me and no me thinking aloud, but I don't want that anything that is mentioned in this year should be mentioned lealoche. I'm not saying it lealoche, I'm just giving the shears. It's when I give a shear every day for Talmidim. So I don't mean it my say. So here too. So this shear should be treated differently than the previous shear. The previous shear in dealt with the Yom of Pekach Nefesh. So there, you cannot be machmir. If somebody is machmir, is a shivadon. You have to be maker. And you don't have to be chishish for the loch of Chochem Shosar and Havir Asher Latir. So what I said in connection with Sakon Seder, so I want everybody to mention what I said. And I know very well that there are many poskim, even daily poskim differently, but I'm convinced that in this Indian of Pekach Nefesh, since the Shach paskin is not like the Machaber, so we should paskin in Maise like the Shach in Yeradeus in the Kufun Zay. But in regard to autopsy, I don't want that anything I say that might sound likule should be mentioned to Maise. I'm not saying it to Maise. I'm just thinking a lot. Now, in respect to autopsy, so it is generally considered that the Binyan Tzir is the biggest machmir in autopsy, much more than the Nidah Yehuda, because the Nidah Yehuda is the famous tubing. The Nidah Yehuda, Madura Tzinyone, Yerodeye, Tshuva Rishyut, so he says to his Nechutin, officials, so he says, if there is a Shaila of Pekach Nefesh, so then there is no doubt that it's Muda. It's Muda. But he did aser in a case, a certain person died, and it was a kidney disease, and they wanted to perform an autopsy in case somebody else has the same disease, so maybe through the autopsy, through Nita Chames, so they're able to find the cure. So the Yehuda asks it. The Yehuda asks it, and the reason as to why he asks it is obscure, because he says, Pikuach Nefesh is only Shayach if the Chil is Lefaneinu. But here, if the Chil is not Lefaneinu, the one who had the sickness, he died already. Him you cannot resurrect. And somebody else who has a similar sickness is not Lefaneinu. So maybe there is no Alocha Pekach Nefesh. I mean, the Pshat and the Yehuda couldn't be Kipshutei. Right? Alocha Pekach Nefesh is only if the one who is Michal Shabbos, so is, or does something that is Osea, has the Chayla to come off. And if he knows that the Chayla is in Australia, so, and through the Chil Shabbos or through any other Isa, you'll find the cure to someone in Australia, so there's no Alocha Pekach Nefesh, it couldn't be Kipshutei. There must be some adoption. But the Yehuda is the one who says that B'mokim Pekach Nefesh, there is no doubt that it is Muta. But this is not Pekach Nefesh, because the Chil is not Lefanei. That's what he says. Then the Yehuda in Tshuva Reish Yud, Matura Tinyone Yardeye, he mentions a Dikur. Now, the Misha Feinstein, Noyam, Chilek Ches, is Masikan. We'll discuss that. He says that from the Lorem Bulabastre, the Sugi of Nibrak, that Kufnud Alek, it appears that not only Pimuter to be Navir Mes, the Tzirch Pekach Nefesh, but even if it's a question of losing money, so it's also Mutter. The Misha Feinstein is massive on this neighborhood. So it seems that the Yehuda is a relatively maker. And on the other hand, at the other pole is mentioned the Shita of the Binyan Tzir, Rabbi Yankel Ettlinger. Rabbi Yankel Ettlinger is known to be the biggest machmir, because he says even for the purpose of Pekach Nefesh, we cannot be matir with Pekach Nefesh. Why? Pekach Nefesh is different. So he mentions the Gemara in the Kame of Osiel Hatzlatz Mimun Chavire. So Hatzlatz Mimun Chavire. So that means that Anisa of Mimun Chavire is so Pikach Nefesh is Mavir. Now, so that being seen is very, very strange. Very, very strange. I mean, how can you say that Pikach Nefesh is not Deiche Anisa of Mimun Ames? Because that's Anisa. Of Nodl Havere, but Pikach Nefesh is Deiche Kolatere Kule, is soon Nodl Havere also, is Deiche. Shechodomim is not Deiche, but Gezel is Deiche, there's ignoring Suvis. That if an Anos tells the Edim, you sign the Shtal Ashekeh, so they are allowed to sign Ashekeh. That's certainly an Aver Nodl Havere, as much as the Israel of Nodl Ames. And then he mentions the raya of Osir Lahatzalas and Nom Chaveirei, but there we have the machlekes between Rashi and Thesis. Now let's read more of Osir Lahatzalas and Chaveirei. I want to explain that it's true, I mean, I didn't have the Binyantzir, but whatever I say on the Binyantzir is on the basis of memory that I saw many, many years ago, but I think I have the right impression of what he says. So he mentions the Gemara of Osel Hatzlatz Mimun Chaveirei. Now that's the Gemara in the Vokame Daf Samach on the base. Rav Huna Amar, Bishin the Yisrael, Disheirin, the Yisrael, Have Mishpe Mitmer Plisht in Beru. So in other words, when David was waging war against the Plishtim, the Philistines, so then in order to defend the Jewish people from the attack by the Plishtim, so it was necessary to burn certain tradition of the sailing of the Israel. So it's an Israel of Mazik. Because the Plishtim hid themselves in the seirim of the Yisrael, in the granaries of the Yisrael, so they had to set fire to the Plishtim of the seirim of the Yisrael in order to win the war against the Philistines. So the Shapik boil umal hatzlatz minum chaver sholchole osol hatzlatz chaver. Generally, it is also. You cannot be mad from yourself, Dimon Chavir. But Avalato, David, Melachato, Umelach Piritz Lasas Liderach Vinichudot. But David was allowed, because David is a Melach, so Melach has special keiches, special powers. But generally, one's not allowed to be matzlats made, Dimon Chavir. So Rashi, it seems, so that he explains it, Kipshute, that also Lahatzlat Mechavir. That's it in Poshut, that Pukach Nefesh is Deich HaKolat HaRekul. Only Shechuzdolim not, but Gezel and Mazik, and the Shekhar, so Pukach Nefesh is Deich. But Teisa says, Maul HaSlas Mom HaRirei, in Boyalu Yechayev Mishalei, Ki Shehitzil Atzme Nipni Pukach Nefesh. Now the Shaila was whether you are allowed. Of course you are allowed. Pukach Nefesh is Deich HaKolat HaRekul. Not only allowed, you are Mechuyev to do it, to the Mazik. The Shaila was, will David have to pay? So the answer was, the Sanhedrin said, generally, if somebody is mazik another person's property in order to be matzil himself from Sakone, so he has to pay. He's allowed to do it, but he has to pay. But David doesn't even have to pay because he's a melech, so he doesn't have to pay. So the question is, first of all, how does he mention a raya? From Rashi, when Rashi Shite requires an explanation. I mean, it's contrary to all the Gemaras. And then, Monifshech, he mentions Seraye from Rashi Shite. Why doesn't he mention Eraye El Hepech from Tesi Shite and all the Geshenim? I mean, they don't explain it the way Rashi does. Mal Hatzlas Mo Chavir Et Yishuv. So, it must have some meaning. So it couldn't be either Yankel Etlin or Tzien. just forgot the halacha of Nefesh Yisicha. It's not Ilavagas. We have to understand what it is. So, but usually it is accepted that the Nehude is Meikir, in Otapsik, in Tachmeisir. And the BNC is such a big matter. But there is one situation, one case, where the Binyan Tzien is the maker and somebody else, the Maram Shik, is the Mach. The Binyan Tzien, so he says, we ordinarily cannot be Mati on Pruach Mesi, even in a situation of Pruach Nefesh, because also has Latin and Lachavir. But, he says, if the deceased bequeathed himself the Chayot, he bequeathed his body from Tuach Mesin, then even without the Kuach Nefesh, it's Muta. Even without the Kuach Nefesh, because it's a Nisa Mamluch Aveirei, some Mele, Mechila is effective. Mechila is effective. I really would need the Morris and Heaven also on the Sabbath. So, Mechila is effective. The Maram Shik is Chedek. And he says, if it's not the case of, if it's the case of Kuach Nefesh, so then it's mutar even without his nisinus reshus b'chayot. But if it's in the case of Kach Nefesh. But if it's not the case of the Kach Nefesh, so then it just because he was made and gave reshus, he bequeathed his body. You know, for science, as some people do, that is no eter. Why is the Maram Shik Haser? Maram Shik is also made that it's a nisam nam chavere. Nibu HaMes is a Nisman Chavira, not a Nisman Chavira. And but he says, when you perform an autopsy, Maram Shik says, so two Yisur Marivar. One Yisur, two Yisur Yisur. One Yisur is a Nisur of Nibu HaMes. Now we have to discuss what is the Mokya for the Nisur of Nibu HaMes. And then there is another Yisur, there is a Nisur. In Mes is Osa Ba'anoi. And the more he learns how this Aloha in Mes is Osa Ba'anoi, Shom Shom, by Miriam the Torah says, by Thomas Shom Miriam, and by Egla Harufe the Torah says Shom. So we learn how it is Rishove, Shom Shom, just as Egla Harufe is also Banoe, so Miriam, Metz, is also Banoe. So he says, if you perform an autopsy and learn Chochmas Rofur through the Nitu Hames, through the autopsy, so you have Banoe. Now, the Binyan Tzien, the Yankel Adungia, the big Machmir, so he was Matir. He was Matir in a case where the deceased bequeathed his body to Chayov. From Nituach HaMes, so he says, how about, all right, so that's in regard to Nivu HaMes. So that's Nivu HaVeres. Nivu HaVeres, so he chooses his man, like all Yonim of Nivu HaVeres. But Isar HaNoe, that's not in Isar Nivu HaVeres, it's in Nivu HaVeres. So how is it in there? So he says, but the Anker Etel in the other Pinyantzien, that's in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, in Shalas Yitzhuvah Pinyantzien. So he says, because learning the foyer is not annoy. That's not annoy. Annoy means when you sell it, when you are mishtamish with it for your own use, let's say, if you take a piece of mess and you use it, and you use it for something. So, but just, but what you do, I mean, you look at it and you dissect it and you learn Chochmas Rofur. That's not annoying. And he mentions a Raya from the Gemara Nidorim. I mean, I don't want to go into it. So the machlokes between the Binyan Tzien and the Maram Shik is on the question whether learning constitutes annoying or learning doesn't constitute. But in regard to the Yisr of Nivu per se, Nivu HaMes, so Maram Shik agrees with the Binyan Tzien that on that Mechila is effective. In other words, it's a Nisar of Nodem Chavere, so maybe he gives the shoes, so there is no Nisar. Now, what is the Nisar of the Bodies? So, from the morning Chum, we can see that thank you. There is a lizard rice, nothing. No one home. No one does live in the Sabud. That's the elephant base. So the more discusses, how do we know that we go by Sagot, even gathering the forces? That we go by Sagot, even we gathering the forces. So the more says, the more Afghani Omar asks him the hell is an etish. The Omar Achmone Katle, the lech who still not trade the habit. The Tzeach is high mist, it's a parish in the Torah. That the Tzeach is high mist, but there is a loche, that is the Nirzach. The whole is a treife, so the government, there is no chivim, because it's a sikhe. So the tzeach is a sirtoch, but there is no chivim if the whole is a treife. So the question is, how can this meet out nise against the tzeach? Maybe the nirtzach was a treife. As kan omar ashi meir gesanefesh, the omar achmone katle, vielleicht ist noch mit Rief habe. Ella, die haben Ring und Silber so. Die Chit heime, die Batschimole. What we say now, maybe, when some heaven meets out, misse, against the Rezeach, so in der Name, they have to determine that the Hulk was not a trait. How will they determine? Well, they will perform an autopsy. A total autopsy on all the bone of the Nirzach. So, the Chiteime, the Bat Kinole, how come you? So if the Isar of Tzoytzaraya from the Gimore, that the Isar of Iguames is an Isar of Reis, because assuming it's only an Isar of Rabbonon, so how can the Gimore say, how come you? But with the Reis, we are discussing with the Reis. So, with the Reis say, there is no Isar of Iguames. So it's a Gimore before Reshes, that Iguames, the Isar of Iguames, is an Isar of Reis. I just want to finish up that Gimore, because that Gimore itself, it's very difficult and with good in Chuba Rishimit, they will squash the Chiteim and the Bat Kinolei, how come Nival? The Chiteim and Mishum and Mishum and Dahai, Nivale. So Rashi says, the Chiteim and Mishum and Mishum and Dahai Ritzeach, the Loilenes, Mishum the Bino and Bishop to Eido, Vitzil Eido, Nivale Lahai Lerak, Gila Vishtak Hatreife, Yehorech Ritzeach Zeh, maybe you'll say no, we don't go Basarov. If we don't go Basarov, so how can we meet out Nise against the Ritzeach? Maybe the Nirzach was a treife? No, the answer is, we only meet out Nise if we meet and we test it. We performed an autopsy on the Nirzach. But how can we perform an autopsy? It's a Nisa Gomo, it's a Nisa Medraise. To perform an autopsy, do we have the mess? Perhaps in order to save the life of the Ritzeach, so it's muta. So the Mokrite Mishmid Mishalayim Indole, the Neichu Shemem Kimsayev Nekefad. So of what effect is the thorough autopsy? They'll make it thorough autopsy. But, let's say he killed him to a Isaiah. The Ritzeach killed him to a Isaiah. And he killed him to a Isaiah, let's say, in the Vesh. So even if we make a total thorough autopsy on the roof and all the bone of the Nirzach, but maybe he had a naked relation, maybe was a treife, and that cannot be determined when autopsy is going to us, because it's already in no proof through the science. Maybe he had a naked there before the chituf of the veshet by the science. So in other words, we couldn't be absolutely certain that he was not a traitor, that he didn't have any of the traits. So it's without a veil, I mean, even a note. But the question is, I mean, who has the cash? How did the Gemara say, V'chiteime, Mishum Ibud Mishom Edahai Nivele? So Rashi says, V'chiteime, Mishum Ibud Mishom Edahai Ritzeach, Diloy Leibs, Mishum Divinon Vishof To Eido Vitzil Eido. So Sanhedrin is Mechuyev to look for ways how to spare the life of the Chai Nise, of the Ritzeach. Nivel Hai Nerak Vil Av Mishtakach Treife Yehoret Ritzeach Zeh. So Rashi says, perhaps, the Gemara is saying, perhaps in order to save the life of the Ritzeach, we should make an autopsy. But the question is, the logic is the other way. What if we don't go Basarov? some Mela, we have to be absolutely certain that he had no faith in any of these Ivar. And we don't know. So until it is determined beyond the shadow of a doubt that he's not a Taife, we don't need out missing. So it's not necessary. So the autopsy is not indispensable towards saving him. On the contrary, if we don't make an autopsy, so it is there. If we do make an autopsy, so no probability, it will show that he's no Taife, so then we'll execute him. But so the autopsy is not indispensable towards the saving. On the contrary, the autopsy, no probability, will be conducive towards his execution. So how can the Gemara say, because of the Tzilu Eido, some Mele we are allowed to make an autopsy upon the Nerek, the Horug, in order to save it. No? Why should we make an autopsy in order to save it? Let's, on the contrary, let's not make an autopsy. And if we don't go this off, so then we can't execute him, so we say. And if we do perform an autopsy, then no probability will not be spared. So it's the other way around. That's the new discussion. So the Huda says, no, because we couldn't say that here the Gemara is not discussing whether we go Basarov generally in Israel. Then the Gemara knows from other psuki that in Israel generally we rely on. The Gemara is only trying to prove that even if Foshes, we go Basarov, even the governing Foshes, to the extent of meeting out in Foshes, even in Foshes, missing on the basis of what? So Mele, suppose if we are to say that we don't generally rely on both regarding Foshes, but here we should say there's a special Zosakosu factor, there is a parsha of Ritzeach. Now, if we are not going to meet out Lise to the Ritzeach, unless we are absolutely certain without recourse to the Bureau of Law, but absolutely certain without the shadow of a doubt that he's not a Taife, then how can the Zosakosu of the parsha of Ritzeach be visualized? So, even if we say that we don't rely on Rav regarding the Foshes, but here we should say there is a special Zosakos. But if we don't rely on Rav, then, so it means that regarding the Foshes, it's not the Vare Gomor. But even though it's not the Vare Gomor, but we couldn't say we should beat out this, because there is a thousand so Zosakos. But then, if Rav is not the Vare Gomor, then we should try to be Mivarer. So in case he turns out to be a traitor, so then he'll be spared. But we cannot say, in order to be spared, let's not be Bedekin. No, because that we couldn't say, let's not be Bedekin. So then it would mean that the whole parasha of Ritzeach cannot be visualized. And what the Torah does mention in parasha of Ritzeach. So even if we are going to assume that we don't rely on Rav, that Rav is not considered as a Bir Gomor, we still have to execute the Ritzeach because of a special Zosakosu of the parasha of Ritzeach. But if Rav is not a Bir Gomor, is not a Bale Gomor, so then we should try to be Mivarev. In case he turns out to be a Taife, so then we'll fail. This is how he explains. Of course, it involves a slight. Now, I think that now, from Rabbi Gershon, it's mashma. And from Rabbi Gershon, there is a riot to what the Yehuda says. Yehuda says that if there is Pekach Nefesh Mamesh, so then there is no Shaila. It goes without saying, we don't even have to resort any riot. But even if it's not a case of Pekach Nefesh Mamesh, but where it's a Shiloh Bepset Mamesh, so then there is no Yisar of Nivu Ames. In other words, there is an Yisar of the rights of Nivu Ames if it's not Litzirach. But if it is Litzirach for a purpose, a very important purpose, even even to prevent Hefsed Momen, so then there is no Yisrof Levana. This is what the Nigudi says. Ramish Feinstein, in the Tshuva in Neyam, Chelik Ches, is Masika. But Rabbi Gershon says, from Rabbi Gershon, from Chum, it's Mashma, he doesn't explain the Gemara the way Rashi does. Rashi explains the Gemara, the Chite Yishun, the Nishon of the Hai, Nimbele, Nimbele, so the Hai Vitsi are the Lillings in order to be Matzlin, so he should be able to perform an autopsy upon the whole. But Rabbi Gershon says, no, the Chiteime, in order to maintain the mitzvah, if all this mitzvah says it, if somebody is high in mitzvah, so basically, it's mechuyev to maintain the mitzvah. The Arthur Romya Kedach. So, some male, the Gemara says, maybe we don't go as well. So then you ask, how can Bezdin beat out mitzvah against the Ritzeach? There is a possibility the whole is Dreyfus, then it's not Chayim Nisei, in order that we perform an autopsy upon the whole. But you ask, there is a Nisei of Nuva Mes for the purpose of being kind the Nisei of the Arthur of Omnika Becho, there is no Nisei. In other words, when it, as the Nehuda says, when is there a Nisei of Nuva Mes, if it's a little Tzerach, but if it is Tzerach and the Tzerach Goro, so at that moment is the Tzerach Goro. And the kind of mitzvah of the Be'arto Romik Be'acho is a Tzirah Godo. So let us be novel the mess because of the possibility to be kind of mitzvah of Be'arto Romik Be'acho. So no, that in itself will not be Nevarah. V'neichu Shemod Mikim Sayev Nekta. But the question is according to Rashi, who explains that the Gemara says that it came as a Batkinon. That in order to save him, so the Kashmir, on the contrary, so he don't be saved. If we don't perform an autopsy, then we'll be saved if we don't go with the law. And then the Torah would say that we shouldn't without this. So what is the Pshat in Rashi? I think the Rashi can be explained. By taking the aloche by Ritzeach, there is a special aloche of another type of mise of kife. Kin sine isili kife. In Sanhedrin Dachyale. Ha-hirik nefesh aloi beidi. Machnis neisim kife. What is kife? Kife is also a chiyuv nisim. It's a loch lemesh nisim. It's not one of the dalad nisim. The dalad nisim is a nisim biodai. And kife is al begon. So ha-hirik nefesh aloi beidi. Machnis neisim kife. Machil neisim lechem tzar o mayim lechem. Mino yadina shloi beidi. How can we begin kife? How do we know that he killed someone? Omarav Beiris Miyachedes Ushmuel Omar Shaloi Basroi Verafchizdo Omar Avimai Kei Yizkachesh Bittikes Kei Yizkachesh Bittires Kei Ditnan Maise Ubodat Ben Zakai Bi Upci Teib. So, there is a loche of Kife, and that's a chiyuv. And when is it? Of course, Upci is Miyachedes. The Shnaim is Mechadez, we have to aid this. But Shnaim Rein Yisrach of Mechal Mzeh, Be'ach of Mechal Mzeh, the Omab Mishachas Makez, Lod Mishpal, also bei den Mommenes zum Achleges, sagt die Schuhe beim Kochen, Rabonon, wo er bei den Mommenes ist, in der Helle sind die, ist Koscher Nat in den Tasken, hat die Schuhe beim Kochen, bei den Mommenes, so ist in der Helle sind die, ist Koscher, ist Koscher, wo er bei den Frosches, ist Nat Koscher, so eine Meile, wo er bei Zeach, so bei Adrafer ist, there is no Misse, period. Bei Zeach, if the Ides, the Ides in der Helle ist, so then there is no Misse of Zeit, da all diese Best, but of Misse, of the Kome, of Kife, there is a special Allah of Mishnah. It's Allah of Mishnah. But now, the Rambam, let's see, now the Rambam passed to that. In Perek Dalet, in Yurkes Kutzirish, in Asnefesh, Allah of Ches. Hayelik in Foshes, in Hoi Shomidim, Reine Isikachas. Roi, Roi Shomidim, Reine Isikachas. אלא ראו אחד אחר אחד, ושהורג בפני עדים ולא יעשוי, ושהוקרשו עדים בדיקס, ולהוקרשו בחצ'רס, כולל הרצחונים, קינצים איסי וקיפה, ומחילים איסי לחצר ומים לחץ. So, now, זה רמפס מצלח. Now, let's see another one. Rambam in Perek Chof Milchus HaNedrin Aloch Aleph, and that's in the Mien HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. It's Leises Ereish Tzadik, so Vinokevi Tzadik Al Taharik. So the Rambam says, what does the love of Vinokevi Tzadik Al Taharik imply? That's in Droshim Milchus. So the Rambam in Perek Chof Milchus HaNedrin Aloch Aleph says as follows. In Bezdin Leishin Beine da das, er war auf die Eidin die Reihe Bruch. Afil Ruhu Eidin redet ach Achavere, die Hisroboi, Berlino in Ehem, und ich nicht mehr so achof und Hobo, die nicht mehr so achof und Mutsu Horub und Mifarpeer, Vasayev, Minateiv, Dam, Minateiv Dam, im Eidu Eo, Minateiv Dam, die Adarerik, Heuvel Ruhu Beishi, Kou, in besten Helgen bei der Suhr, weil sie die Kajetze bei Nema Vinoki die Zadik al Tarek. Wir gehen in die Jidu oder auf Schneien. So, so obert hat die Sorge sehr, wo sehr roh, so obert hat die Sorge, two Eidim testified, mit Oida hat die Sorge. But, they testify on separate Maises of hat die Sorge. Both are die Sorge. Der Zid ist mir Chedis. Der Zid am Moines. So it's kosher. Is Michalis. If let's say one aide testifies that he saw that how on Sunday morning Ruvain lent Shimon $100, and another aide says testifies that on Monday morning he saw that he lent him $100. So to the extent of $100 we have two aides. Even though one is made on one alvoy and one is made on other alvoy. So by the moment according to Shubin, okay, it's good. But when he forces, it's not good. So the Rambam says, the love of Nokevi Tzadik Al-Tahari implies two things. First of all, that when he forces, we cannot rely on Undene. What is Undene? Like the story of Chin the Shetach. In the Gemore, in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, that Lamed Vov, Lamed Zayin. So Chin the Shetach, Chin the Shetach, one saw how one person was chasing with desire after another person, and then he saw how the Redeif was chasing after Niyadeif into the Chuve, and then what he didn't see the actual killer. Then Kenin, he saw that the Niyadeif was lying dead, and the Redeif was wielding the sword. So without that he killed him, he saw him chasing, and then he saw the Niyadeif flying, and he was wielding the sword. So Shimon Meshotach said, I know that you are the killer, and he cursed him because of that, but I cannot meet out these against him. Even though there was, this is the highest degree of circumstantial evidence. I mean, there's Jewish question that he was the killer. But since he didn't see the actual killing, the actual tichet, so Mamela by Nifoshes, we cannot be done. So how do we know? So the Mechilcha says, Tzadik al Ta'arek, Tzadik al Ta'arek, Kigein Shimon Rishotech. In other words, on the basis of Umdem, strong Umdem, meaning like the story of Shimon Rishotech, circumstantial evidence, we cannot meet out Nifoshes. Then, what is the Noki al Ta'arek? So that means the Mechilcha says, like it is in Yechavis, where two Eidim testified that he was Eilid Abdesore, but one Eid testified that he was worshipping, he was Mishtachvet to the Chamo, and the other Eid was made that he was Mishtachvet to the Ribon. I mean, both involved in his Abdesore. But the two Eidim don't testify as to the same act. So Mele, there is a law we cannot meet out Mise on the basis of Eides Miyachetis, on the basis of Eides Miyachetis. Now, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs is Masik on Ramban. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs mentions the love of Noki Tzadik Al Ta'arek as the love not to be done by Yudene and not to be done by Eides Miyachetis and Nefoshes because of the love of Noki Tzadik Al Ta'arek. So the Ramban, that's it, Rosh and Mechil. So the Ramban is Masik on the Ramban. Ramban says no, because this Droshim Mechilta is inconsistent with the Gemore in Sanhedrin. The Gemore in Sanhedrin says, Minayim le'echot she'yeitze yizakai mibezdin. Suppose Bezdin, Sanhedrin, acquits a certain person. Acquits a certain person. The Shaila was a Shaila in Sanatsa. They had the Shaila of Karya in Masakamati. And then the rov of the Sanhedrin decides Nishchus. Then, after they decided Nishchus, so they realize that they made a mistake. And Allah says, it cannot be done. Since he was already acquitted, so it cannot be done. Why? The Tzadik al Ta'arek. What does the Tzadik mean? Tzadik within doesn't mean Tzadik whether Shlach Ishmael is innocent of you. Tzadik means indeed, if in the din of Sanhedrin he was innocent, he was not highly innocent, even if they realize that they made a mistake, so they cannot be done. There is a special aloha by Nesi Sumadiyah, the Shachne Vareis Echase, that if the Sanhedrin acquitted the Nesi Sumadiyah, then they realize that they made a mistake, so they... Even if they realize they made a mistake, they cannot be done. So, they cannot be done. Then, in Ayin, Liyetzin Bezdin Shul Chayet, suppose Bezdin decides that he's Chayet, but then, a few of those who said he's Chayet change their mind. So then, they have to give him another trial and acquit. How do we know that? Shenema v'noki alta. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies Noki Tzadik Al Ta'arek to other things, not to being done on the basis of Umdenech and being done on the basis of Eides Miyachedes. Echad is made that he was Eved L'chamo, and the other one is made he was Eved L'chamo. Other things that Noki Al Ta'arek implies that if he was Yotzo Chayev and then Bezdin, change their mind, so they have to give him another trial and to acquit him. And Tzadik Al Ta'arek, that if he was Yotzu Zakai and then Beit Sanhedrin realized made a mistake, they can't be Mechayev. So the Pasuk does not apply to Umdene and to Eides Miyachedes, but the Mechilta applies it to Umdene and the Eides Miyachedes. Ramban says the Mechilta accords with the view of Rabach. In Shmuel, Daf Lamedalet, in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamzayin, Paschet, Daf Tzadikimu. So there is a machlekes between Rav Achoye in the Chachon Tabor. Gomo lo yicha ben agmal. In other words, if we see that a Vlad is dead, and then we see that the Vlad is dead just near Tugmalik. So Rav Acha says that we can be mechayev the money to that Gomel that we see is Zicha bin Agmal. Because the fact, that's circumstantial evidence, the fact that a certain Gomel was found in there, a Vlad was just born is dead, so that indicates that this Gomel killed him. Otherwise, who killed him? But in other words, so Rav Acha says the nomination can be done on the basis of circumstantial evidence, of wonder. There we also have Edis, but Edis didn't see the Nikicha itself. They only saw other circumstances that lead to the conclusion that there was a Nikicha. And Rabbono on Achelik, and that's called in the Gemara in Shvuas, Taflamedalet, in the Dia Duleri. So according to Rav Achoye, in the Dia Duleri, in the Nemonis is good, according to the Rabbonon of Chabachoye, even in the Nemonis, in the Dia Duleri is not good. So he says, so the question is, according to the Rabbonon, that even by the Nemonis, in the Dia Duleri is not good. So how can we have this special love regarding the Nefoshes? Even the Nemonis, we cannot be done on the basis of Edomite. That's Gomu Ha'icheil, Ho'icha bin Agmali. So why does the Mechilta mention a special Droshe only regarding Nefoshes, implying the implication being that in the Nemonis, Undenei, Ede Undenei is good? The answer is, this Droshe Mechilta represents the view of Rav Achoye, that in the Nemonis, is good, but the Gemara says the Feiresh in Sanhedrin that by Nefoshes, that by Nefoshes Rav Achoye is made that Edi is not good. So Meile, so the Droshe Mechilta represents the view of Rav Achoye, that Undenei is good in the Nemonis, when the forces and the special art is not in Sarika time. Machine came Gabay. Machine can according to Rabon that the idea of the is not good even by the Momnes. We don't have to have a special droshe of knocking Sarika time of the forces. Some male according to Rabon, what does that possibly imply? Another aloha that nine liaison business Akai. Then they realize they made a mistake, they cannot be done again. And if Yitzin is in Chayef, so then they realize that they made a mistake, so they have to try him again and to acquit him. But, and the Droshen Mechilte, Nokim Tzadik Altari, implies love against Ede Undene, in the Foshes is only Alivet Rabachoye, but Alivet Rabono, we don't have to resort to a special Zerosakosov against Undenei in Foshes, because even by the Nemonis is not. Anyway, so that's the Machleik. The Rambam Shiti is that by Foshes there is a special love of Undenei. Now the question, the Kasha by the Rambam is, why do we need a special love? But the Rambam Paskins, like the Rabbono of Rabachoy, that even the Gomel Eichel bin Agmali, so Vignunzo, Uber, Hol, Bitzidei, so then we cannot be Mechayev the Bala Gomel with Eichel bin Agmali. So there is a very simple teretz. It's not only to necessarily say that the Gomel Eichel bin Agmali, so no probability it's a riot that this Gomel was Ich ben Agmali, he was the one who gored the Vlad. But it's not 100%. It's probably so. But it's possible that another Gomel killed the Vlad. Where is the other Gomel? He ran away? I mean, and just this Gomel did not run away. I mean, or maybe he came after the other gong will go, so this gong will take. In all probability, it is like. So Mimele, so it's not a Raya Brewer. It's not a Bilo Gomo. So that's why the Rabbonim say, that even by the moments it's not. Masheinki, Nidi Wundene, of such a degree, like the story of Shimon Shatach, where it's a Bilo Gomo. It's not, it's a Bilo Gomo. I mean, he saw he was chasing him, and then he ran into Yehovah, and then one second after that, he comes in and he sees the one near the flying dead, and the dam dripping from him, and the one who was chasing him is wielding the sword. So that's Bilo Gomo. So this kind of undene is like Riyah itself, is like Idiriya. That's not called the Idiriya, the Riyah. That's called the Idiriya Mamesh. But seeing as they didn't see Mamesh, the Ritzirche, so there is a special Zerzakos of the Noki Mitzadik Altar. I mean, that's according to the Rambam. Now, since the Rambam, I mean, the Mishnah says, in Sanhedrin, that Pei, the Aleph, that Ahiri Shalabedi, that means it is Nichedes. It is Nichedes. So even though there is no Sayyid, but there is Kifin. And what is Edis Nichedes? That comes within the Xerzakosuk of the Noki Mitzadik Altarek. So the Rambam says that the Noki Mitzadik Altarek implies two things. First of all, we cannot rely on Edis Nichedes, and we cannot rely on Edei Undes. And so just as we find in regard to Edis Nichedes, even though the Pasuk of Noki Mitzadik Altarek implies that we cannot rely on Edis Nichedes in Foshes. In Momenes it's good. We pass like a Shreven Koch, but in Foshes it's not good. Still, keep it, there is Beritzea. So the same thing should be true of Edi Undene too, that even though Edi Undene is not enough in Foshes, but Beritzea, Edi Undene would be enough to be Mechayev Kifu. Some Melee to follow that even if we were to assume that we cannot rely on Rav regarding Foshes, but in Kolatir Kule, Rav we would rely because we have other certain besides Maki Nefesh. So, but regarding Foshes not. So the Gemara is trying to prove that we rely on Rav even regarding Foshes Mamesh or Dalit Mrs. Besni. So it's a highly bogus Rav. If we go to Rav, so then it means that Rav is so strong that it's more than a than Undere. It's considered three months. If it, but suppose we don't go to Rav, but since it's enough of a pure and collateral kule, so even by Nefoshes, it's not enough, so it would have the same status as a Undere. Like the story, like the case of Shimon Mishotach. It's a Shimon Mishotach. So Mele, and in the case of Shimon Mishotach, so Kifi is Chayef. Kifi would be Chayef Sayef now. Because if there's a Kosovo and not in Tzadik Altare, it applies only to Dawud Mishu's best, not to the Chiv Mishu of Kifi. So Mele, even if we don't go for Sarov, the government forces. So, but if Kolater Kule will do go for Sarov, so then, even the government forces not, so then the Rav would be like Undere. Like Undere. But on the basis of Edu Undene, so is Chayef Kife. So maybe we can understand Rashi's Pshat. The Gemara mentions Rayef. Raskano Omar Asi, Melech HaNefesh. The Omar Rachmoni Katli, the Lech Vizdil Metrei Vavim. And allowed me to land in and zil was a rube. The retain the bad kinole, a commune. The retain the mission even shown the high mingle, so as he says, in order to save the Ritzach. So the question is, so the Yudhya the Kashi, how is it in order to save the Ritzach? On the contrary, it's for the no probability, it's for the purpose of executing the Ritzach. Because if we don't make an autopsy, and we don't go, and if we assume that in the forces we don't go Basarov, some melee we have to spare it. So, what will be the result of making the evil a mess? On the contrary, no probability the result will be that we'll execute it. So how will we say it? There's a new discussion. That is, even if we don't go for Sokovka, but in Kolatirikul, we do go for Sokovka. So in Bill it is in Kolatirikul, but by Nifoshes it's not enough, because it's like Umdene, and by Nifoshes, in circumstantial evidence, Umdene is not enough. There must be real mamish, not Umdene, not circumstantial evidence. Even the strongest circumstantial evidence is not enough, is not enough. But that's on the basis of the love of Nokim Tzadik Altari. But vis-a-vis Kise, the love of Nokim Tzadik Altari doesn't apply. Voraye, that in the case of Elis Mechedes, which is also included in the Pasuk Nokim Tzadik Altari, so the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, not the Aleph, that Kise is like Kise. So vis-a-vis Edei Umdene, there is also Kise is like Kise. So even if we ought to assume that we do not rely on Rov, Ligabim Foshes, but Ligabim Ritzeach, insofar as Kif is concerned, it would be good enough. Some Melen, Mitzadi, Tzilo Eido, it's Muter to be Navel, the Yotzach, because of the remote possibility that the autopsy will determine that he's a treife, so then the treife, there is no case in the kife either. He's a gavetele, so there is no case in the kife either. That's the pshat in the Gemara. But anyway, Rabbi Gershon pshat is not like Rashi. The chitene di bat kinolei ho kominivel, the chitene nishomivu nishomet dahayinivel, and not nishomivu to save him from evil nishomet, but in order to mekain the mitzvah of the Baal Torah with the Bechor, so it's muta to be Navi, so that's a riot to the Navi. Now, let's see the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Lulabas. There is a Mishnah in Bubaskra Daf Kufnun Gimel. Now there is a special Takonis Chachon. The Divrei Shchid Merakir, Shimon Kumsurim Dan. If a Shchid Merakir is a Matonet of all the Nechosim, so even without Ishtar, just only, so it's effective. But by Shchid Merad Aloch is, if it does recover, so then the Matonet is born. But Matone is Bori, so Bamira Baume, Bidiva Baume, it's not exactly, but if there is a star, then it is Kayon, and even if he recovers, so he cannot be Chayza. Now, suppose in the star, it's not written whether it's a star Shrimra or a star Bori. And we gave in the star a big way, he's a horse. And then he recovers. And then the question arises, was he Shrit Mara or was he born? If he was Shrit Mara, so then the Kabbal Matone doesn't get it. The Kabbal Matone doesn't get it. If he was born, so then the Kabbal Matone gets it. And it's not written this time. No, he calls up a Shrit Mara. Who are you in the other half of the human world? Who are you in the Shrit Mara or Yisra? They named him Boro Yisra. So he says, the Domor says, I was a Shrimra. And since I was Shrimra and I recovered, some of my leg, Matane is Boto and Boto, and all the Mechosim, so revert back to my possession, to my possession. And they say that the Mechavi Matane say, no, you always bore it. So even though you recovered, so it's still out. So it will be right, she should know. Be Rameyah. So Rameyah Machleket between Rameyah and Chachon. Rameyah says that the burden of proof is upon the Shrimra. And if he doesn't produce proof that that he was a Shvidmaras or then the Mikabonatonic. The one who is Meitzi, in other words, who wants to be Meitzi, the Mikabonatonic, because who is the original possessor was the Shvidmaras. And they want to take away the Nechosim. So they have to produce them. So there is a machlekes between what it means, Chachom Meimru Hamitz Mechadei Al Barai, whether it means Chai of Eidim, like the general din of Hamitz Mechadei Al Barai, or it means Chai of Shta. So the more that Kuntal and Tal says Chai of Dimar, Rabbi Noma Chai of Eid, Chai of Eid, Vafchiz de Rabbi Barabuna Amre Chai of Kim Ashta. Rabune Omar Rai Beidin Komisuge Bikrukte de Rab Yaakov Rab Nos Rab Noyak Rab Nosim Rabonon Rab Yaakov, because there is a machlekes between Rab Nosim and Rab Yaakov. Whenever there is a Shaila, whether he was in Bori or he was a Shrivmara, if he was a Bori and he recovered, if he was a Bori at the time of the Matone and he recovered, so even though he recovered, so the Metabomatone gets it. If he was a Shvidmara, so if he recovered, so it refers back to the Zonor. So who is considered the Muzik and who is considered the Meitzi? Is the Zonor considered the Muzik and the Metabomatone the Meitzi or vice versa? So there is a Machlekes between Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov. Mi Meitzi mi ad mi. So who Meitzi מידי אין דלי ראי, והן מיציים מיודי אלה בראי, דברי רב יעקב. So, in other words, he, in order to retain the possession of the Nechosim, he doesn't have to prove anything, because he's the Mozer. But in order to come, Matone should be able to take possession of Nechosim. They have to produce Rai. They are the Mitzi. Divrei Rav Yaakov. Rav Nosson, because Rav Nosson goes for the Chazok of the Hashni. Chazok of the Hashni. So it all depends. In Bori, in other words, let's say, in Nissen he made the Shtamaton, he executed the Shtamaton. Now it is Tishrei. And the question is, was he Bori? He recovered. And the question is, was he Bori at Nissen or was he Shvidmara? So Rav Nosson said, it all depends. If it is for now, when the litigation takes place, the argument takes place, he is a Bori. So he has to prove that he was a Shvidmara. Because if he doesn't produce evidence that he is a Shvidmara, so then we assume, since now he is a Bori, so that means that Nissen was also a Bori. That's the Heper, the opposite of Chazok and Yikar. But Chazok and Yikar. In other words, we say that in Nissen it was the way it is now. So in Bori, all of Lavera, Yishoi Shrimra. In Shrimra, who, what if in Tishrei is Shrimra, so then we assume that in Nissen is also Shrimra. So if they want to take possession of Nechosim, they have to produce Rai. So the Gemara says, Rai b'mai. Rabuna Omar Rai Beidim, Rafchiz Dev Rav Rabuna Omar Rai Bikim Ashtar. Rabuna Omar Rai Beidim, Kom Nifuri Bitruk Rav Yaakov Rav Nosson. Rav Meyak Rav Nosson, Rav Bolon Rav Yaakov. Rafchiz Rav Rabuna Omar Rai Bikim Ashtar. Kom Nifuri Mil Bishtar Shikos Yitzor Vrikaimi. Rav Meyak Sama Mil Bishtar Shikos Yitzor Vrikaimi. Rav Bolon Sada Mil Bishtar Shikos Yitzor Vrikaimi. Then the Gemara says that Rav Yechanan Mishlok Yisharov Zochilik Yusim Makwekes as Rabune and Rafriz. So Rabbi Yechanan says, like Rabune, the Trai in the Mishnah in Trai Beidim, and Rish Lakish says, like Rafriz then, Rabbi Barabune, the Trai in Mishnah in Trai Beidim. So Eise Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, at the bottom of Gafkut and Dawal and Dawal. Mai said the Bnei Brak, the Echot Shemocha Bnei Chziozit, who made ובואו בני משפחת עיר ועולי מעקות נוי ושסניף. There is a special... Now, there is a cotton the tower cage, there is a special taconic. That, I mean, a curtain cannot be marked anything. But by tower cage, the Nixi Aviv, tower cage of Nixi Aviv, there is a special taconic that he has to be 20 years old in order to be able to be marked Isar of Nixi Aviv. So he has to be 20 years old. So, my said is Nifrat, the Echochi Mohat Nixi Aviv. A young kid made the transfer of Nixiov. Now, if he was already 20 years old at the time he made the conveyance, so then the Mechir is Kayo. But if he was not 20 years old, so there is a special takone that the Nixiov, if he's less than 20 years old, he cannot be marked. So my said is Nifrat, the Echochi Mohat Nixiov before me. Then he died. Ubodni Mishpocha Bir. Lema cotton. So the craving of that cotton said that he's of that young fellow, they said that he was less than 20 years. Cotton doesn't mean for Bar Mitzvah, but less than 20 years. So Mele Mechir is not Kayon, so Mele Lekia doesn't have it, and who has it? They are the Yorshim of that young fellow. Cotton or Yorishasim. And the Rokhu said, no, he was already 20 years old. So Mele, his transfer was effective, a valid transfer. So they have the sort. So, though the Shuala's Rabbati, Maui Beit. So the question is, they had to determine whether he already was 20 years old or not. By doing Beit, by this in turn, the cotton's body, so then they'll be able to see to the Cyrus testimony whether he was 20 years old or he was not 20 years old. So they came and asked, Rabatini Shaila Maulibeit, are we allowed to disinter Miramez? Omalem, Yatarashoim Nalbe. You cannot disinter. They, even if we say that you are allowed to disinter, it will not be effective. Because Simoni Masrin was Sarah Sachinis. You couldn't tell. By looking at the Cyrus, Lachamis in the Kevlar, you couldn't tell how it was at the time of death. Because they changed. So Vishlaimer Lidi Damin Rayveidin, Rabbi Yechan says. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yechan, that the burden of proof is upon the one who wants to be Metzi, so upon whom is the burden of proof? The Likuches, because who is the Morakame, the Kot, the young fellow, now that he is dead, so they stand in his shoes, the Yorosh. So who has to prove? The Likuches. So in other words, who demanded that he should be disinterred, the young fellow should be disinterred? The Likuches demanded. It's king the Omer Likuches, I say, the Duli Ashkeche, Haim Likose. So in other words, so what did the Yoshin say to Likuches? You want to take possession of this Sode, you have to produce Eidim, that he was 20 years old, and you didn't produce, how can you take possession of the Sode? So then the king of Rabbi Tzvi, he said, all right, so we can't find any Eidim. But let's disinter the young fellows, and then we'll be able to show that he was 20 years old at the time of the Nis. Hani Kosev Omulei Maulebein Elim Didoch Diamat Raya Bichin Mashtar. So in other words, so they don't have to produce Eidim. They only have to be kind of star to bring to produce Eidim who will say that this is the signature of the 14 witnesses. Signatories of the staff. So Mele, why did they have to disinter the mess? Early go down the time, the staff long will wait till the time you start at late in the morning. So Shlokhi said, Rabbi Yechan, Mis Avres, Mirse, the Chesko, the Mishpoche Kaine. You are assuming that the Sode was still in the possession of the original owner. That the Mishpoche, the family of the young fellow. That because of the Kukas Mare, no! This Price says reference to the pages where the Likuches already took possession of the Sode. So who was contesting? Nadrikuchas, they were happy. So the craving of the young fellow, the deceased young fellow, they were contesting. Because it was spoken to Pamahara. So the Gemara says, Achanan Mustaf. Pamahara, Yatim Rashon, Yunavle, Yishnike. And they kept quiet. So they had no tiny to Rabbi. So, Yamon Bishlim, it means Spoche Pamahara, Mishmoche Yishnike. So, in other words, if we say that the family, the craving that the Mishpoche contested, so who wanted that he should be disinterred? The craving of the young fellow wanted. So when Rabbi Akiva said that Hashem and Avli kept quiet, because they really had no right to be in Avli. So, he Amra Bishlam, the Mishpoche Kamara, Mishmoche Yishnike, Eloi Amra Pilkuches Kamara, that the Sode was in the possession of the Mishpoche. And who were contesting? The Rikuches, they were fighting that they should take possession of the Sode, so they wanted to prove that he was 20 years old by disinterring the young fellow. So Rabbi Akiva said to them, you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to do another mess. They should have answered Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean we cannot disinter? Because it will involve an evil mess. So just because it will involve an evil mess and indignity to the mess, because of that we should lose our money. We paid $1,000, 1,000 Jews for the Sode, and we know that we are right, that he was 20 years old. So we want to prove it by disinterring the young fellow. So then you'll all see that he was 20 years old. So what if it will involve an indignity? We are not expected to lose our 1,000 Jews because it will involve an indignity. Lindel. So the question is, all the Rishonim is the Kashi. All the Rishonim is the Kashi. So, why does the Gemara say only if the Rikuches are demanding the disinterment? Then they can say Lindel Venil. But if the Bnei HaMishpoche are demanding the disinterment, then they couldn't even say Lindel Venil. What's the difference? Manifshah. So that's the discussion. No discussion in the discussion. Avol Yorushin Einom Rashon Lenavli Bishvilai Yorushin. You will need a Yav. In other words, for the Yorushin, it's an extra gain. So, are they losing money? They're not losing money. It belonged to the next of kin. Now the next of kin died, so they have an opportunity to inherit this property. But it's not a real loss, because they're not losing something that they owned before. If Rabbi Akiva doesn't let them disinter the mess, so then they will not be deprived of anything they enjoyed before. They didn't have that Sode. But they are looking for an opportunity to regain this Sode. That's not such a real hefset. So they cannot say, Lindel Venil. Lindel Venil in order to gain money. That is not right. Mashiach Kiel Gabriel Kuchel, they paid 1,000 Zuz for the Sode. And they know that he was able to make a transfer, but they don't evade him, so they want to prove it by disinterring the young fellow. So we will remember, because for the Likuches it involves a great hardship if they were not able to disinter. For the Mishpoche it doesn't involve hardship, what kind of a hardship? But they are losing money, they want to gain money. So that's not considered a real loss. That's the first lashon tesis. And the second lashon tesis is no. Even because the second lashon tesis holds, what difference does it make whether it's new property that they didn't have before? But if they are yoshim, so it's theirs. And if they don't inherit it, so that means they are losing money. I mean, what difference does it make? But the difference is, trading are mechuyev to sustain loss. for the covet of the court. Vashrinchen, a hochel, a stranger, is not mechuyev to sustain us. Strange wife. So, the Nebhude mentions the juices from his face, from his memory, the Duva Ness Wiles and each other I said, so it's only us Shalom Tzir. But if it is Mitzir, there is no Isha. The Horaya, the Gemara says here, Eli Amber to Kuches Kamara, a Maish Askelemi and Hans Zuzi Adnolo, the big money, the big thousand Zuz, Linda Linda, or she's Linda Linda. The answer is no, because Livra Mess is also a Shalom Tzir, but Mitzir, so it's Muta. So, losing the money that he gave for the Sode, just like that, that's Mitzir, it's not Shalom Tzir. So the Sakaim of Rashi. So like, Ramesha Feinstein in Yom, Kriel Tres, he's masculine. And then Ramesha Feinstein mentions in Chiddush that there are two kinds of Livra Mess. There is Livra Mess like the ignoring home of Lindy Kelly from an autopsy to dissect the mess. That is a more serious evil than just disinterring the mess. Disinterring the mess, you're not mutilating the mess in any way. You just disinter. Machine came with it from an autopsy, so you're mutilating the mess. That's more serious. Now, Ramesh Feinstein doesn't say what is the Mokia Midaraisi for the Easter of mutilating a mess. That's a more serious level than disinterring. Then he says, even disinterring, so it all depends. He mentions the Braise in Isachas Moches, and from that Braise, the same story is mentioned in the Dalet of Smoches, the same story, and there it appears that the story happened shortly after the Kluah. So in other words, before the mess started to disintegrate. So Rav Moshe Feinstein is Mechadish HaMess. If you mutilate the mess, let's say you perform an autopsy, you dissect it, that's mamish. But even if you don't mutilate, you don't perform an autopsy, but if, let's say, you disinter a mess a long time after the Kluah, after the mess started to disintegrate, that's like mutilating the mess. Machine chain, if you disinter the mess, let's say an hour after the stimsavil, before the mess even had a chance to start disintegrating, so then it's not a mutilating. It's only a bit of mitzvah's work, because there is a mitzvah to cover Sidereno, there is a mitzvah of always solemnness negotiates. If somebody just lets a mess remain unburied overnight, so is it a love, is it a nesse, not only by all the Besen, but always there is an essay of a Sidereno and the solemnness negotiates. So mele, if suppose you already made a stimulus again, but just an hour before, and the mess didn't start disintegrating, then you disinter the mess. You're not doing anything. But if then you open up the grave, that's me. So if the mess already started to disintegrate, then the opening up of the grave itself is considered like mutilation. He says many chidushim for the nature. So then it's a real Nisar of Nibu. So there is a Nisar of Nibu become Vasei. And that is only mutar b'mokim shvach nefesh, not l'tzir. Masha'in k'in, if you disinter the mess, before the mess started to disintegrate, so then you're not either an isa nivu b'kum vaseh, but you are mivatl the essay of kovah separat. In other words, the mess is kavur, and then you undo the kavur of the mess. So you are mivatl the essay, so the aveiri is b'shev al taisif. So the meire, he says, there's the pshat and taisif. Aber Yoshin, so he says, Aber Yoshin, Rashon, Avri, Vishvila, Yerushe, to a Yidi Yadeh, the Eitche who Kreivon, the Eitche who Kreivon. So in other words, why? Because the mitzvah of Kure is incumbent upon Kol Yisrael. But there is a dimmer upon the craving. the craving, everything is in it. And the craving are even required to spend money, you know. Let's say if somebody dies and the burial involves, let's say, a lot of expenses, so whose burden is it to pay for the expenses of the craving? The craving. If the craving don't have any money, or I suppose he has no craving, so or you can't prevail upon them, so then the call is mechuyev mitapel. But in the first instance, who has the burden of paying for the expenses of the tefillah? So the craving. So mele, since there is no yisar of nivah, since the disinterment takes place before the mess started to disintegrate, so there is no yisar nivah v'kumase. It's only an avirah of pitul mitzvah kvura, undoing the kvura. So mele, so there's a difference between the craving and the likuras. The craving and the likuras. Now, the Agoy Soshre on the Rosh and this. The Nais, the old Mishpocha, the Shoah's Rabbatid and all the Beitri, one of them is a Shoah in Alpha, the Eitz, one of them is a Shoah in Alpha, the Eitz, 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 Und wir reden schon über so zehn Reihen wie die Maschnach. Aber noch ein Buch ist immer so, und wir ziehen ja nur die Reihe. Meise Wolf in Rabnatam, wir rufen schon ihr Chaya in Schiene in Mono, und meis rufen die Zivo Schiene, schalui mit Kevre, als sie Israel ja Mono, schu Chaya, weis ich Rabn Simche, die Joche und Nadim, und Ake des Kvoros, als sie Israel. Die Kibur Rabnatam ist Mono. Wie im Schiene in euer Kreide, schau rufen, und in Mischpoch am Meichen, die Joche. Shalloi li'akif eskurosei, shalloi li'nabri. So, in other words, what was the ma'isa before Rabbi Tam, before Rabbi Simcha, and we both agreed the same psak. Ruvain borrowed from Shimon 100 Jews, and then Ruvain died. So Shimon was the maorer, and Shimon wanted to collect the 100 Jews, but there wasn't enough in the nechosi of Ruvain to collect from the dead and pay for the burial expenses. There wasn't enough. So it's one or the other. So Shimon said, no, I have to collect 100 Jews. So he was Me'akiv the Kvura. He was Me'akiv the Kvura. Hachi Yifu Yamoni Shur Chayale. So Rabbi Simche and Rabbi Tam Paskin that Shimon had the right to be Me'akiv the Kvura. Because Shimon says, what do you mean? You can't postpone the kvura for a day or two because it will be a new mess, so I should lose my money because it will involve an indignity of the mess. I'm not supposed to lose money because of that. But, he says, suppose Shimon is correct, so then he cannot be marketed. So Ramesh Feinstein mentions a riot to what he says. From this, Hagoy Soshet. But, what? According to Ramesh Feinstein, it follows that the whole aloha of Nindale bin Nindale, he says it so, is only if the disinterment is to take place shortly after the Kvura. But suppose it is to take place sometime later, so then they are not allowed to disinter just in order to save them. Because then it will involve an Isar of it. And this is what the neighborhood is held. The neighborhood says in the pashtus of the Gemara is that it doesn't make any difference when the disinterment takes place. Whether the disinterment takes place the next day or the disinterment takes place half a year later, so still the Gemara says, and it's not so difficult to say as the neighborhood says, that the Isar of Nivu HaMes even Nivu Yadayim, not just Bitul Kvura, is only when Shalom Tzerach, but in Tzerach there is no Tzerach. First of all, we have from Rabbi Yashin Shalom, the more Rabbi Yashin explains, the Chitin Mishumibu Nishamu Dehai. Mishumibu Nishamu Dehai is Nidike, so Rabbi Yashin explains, in order to retain the mitzvah of Nifoshes, of the Alta Orom Rekabecho. It's not a Bach Nefek. What kind of a heter is it? To be even soon, the right thing, in order to retain the mitzvah, the answer is, the Yisar of Nivu is only Shalom Tzerach. Why? I, all this sugar, it's here for solids here. Well, the answer is, what is the basis of this? Where is the scientist? Now, can I have the comb? Can't you push it there, yeah. Right? Now, I mentioned the Maram Kenes, the tuber of the Akifemit and the Shua Siavitz. They call it tuber memory. It's a very interesting tuber. Very interesting tuber. It's a tuber that was written to a medical student who went to Italy to study medicine. And that medical student was a big Yavin, but he didn't have clarity in Shas. He was a Yavin in Shas, so Rabbi Akifemit tears in the car, and he wanted that medical students with all the ideas wanted to master all kinds of issues. I mean, even to perform an autopsy on Shabbos and on the basis of the Morasia and Morasia. So Rabbi Akifemit shows it to him how he's confused with all his ideas. And he reprimands him. There it's a very interesting truth. So then he says, you only asked me, he reprimands him. Because he asked the Shiloh of Rabbi Akifemit, apparently he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akifemit before he went to Italy to study medicine. So he only asked him whether he can perform an autopsy on Shabbos. But he took it for granted, the Mesa Reo, he certainly allows it. Why didn't you ask me whether you're allowed to perform an autopsy, the Mesa Reo too? And then he says, and what you tell me, oh, you performed the autopsy on Reo. Not on Jews, because in Italy, there in Padua, I think Padua. There were no Jewish Mesa. So he says, who told you that the Yisar of Nivu HaMes applies only to Jews? It doesn't apply to Goyim. The Yisar, the Raisa of Nivu HaMes applies to Goyim as well. Now, how about it? So, I saw about 55 years ago when my father was in the book and received my mail in America. You received a sefer of Meir Shapiro, Charles Chubis, Meir Shapiro. So there he had a Chubis discussing Nituach Mensi. And there, so he mentions that whether the Issa of Nivu HaMes applies to an Akum or not is a machlekes between Rashi and Rambam. The Torah says, "V'chidiye v'ish chet mishpat moves v'humos v'soliso y'se'aleitz v'sol n'ivlos y'aleitz k'kovech y'berenu b'yim ahu k'kiru las ha'lechim holu v'nisitam y'es admoscho asher ha'vishem l'kecho n'esim l'chonach." So in other words, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Bob says that it's not only Aruki Bezdi,